Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, in the acknowledging of the truth that is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life, that God, who can't lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times made clear his word through preaching, that has been committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this reason, I left you in Crete, so that you'd set in order the things that are lacking and ordain elders in every city, like I appointed you. If someone is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy bribes, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding tightly the faithful word as he has been taught, so that he'll be able, by sound doctrine, to exhort and to convince those who contradict. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things that they ought not for the sake of filthy bribes. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. So scold them sharply so that they'll be sound in the faith, not paying attention to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate."